Welcome to Beacon Retirement Strategies with Pete Benson and John Maxson. It's the money show about you, your retirement, and the financial plan to get you where you want to be. Pete and John are co-owners of Beacon Capital Management, a financial advisory firm serving Middle Tennessee retirees and pre-retirees for over 18 years. They're the authors of four financial books, and you've seen them on Fox Business, CNBC, Forbes, Yahoo Finance, and News Channel 4. This is Beacon Retirement Strategies with Pete Benson and John Maxson, the show to help you retire well.
Good morning. Welcome to another edition of Beacon Retirement Strategies. Pete Benson here with John Maxson, and we hope you're having a fabulous day. And if it's only been average so far, it's going to get really good, isn't it, John? We got a lot of great things to share with people.
Yep. Yeah. Summer is here, and boy, there's a lot of hot weather and hot topics to talk about. We're going to talk about some of those inflation and whatnot. So things we're getting a lot of phone calls about. So really good content.
Yeah, absolutely. So how many of you read the book years ago, written by the Stephen Covey, Seven Habits of Highly Effective or Successful People? I think it's one of the best sellers for business and just life of all times, and is still referenced today, even though it was 25 years ago. Can you believe that? 25 years ago. And I remember reading it shortly after it came out and have used it as a reference several times since then. And it just is timeless. Seven Habits of Highly Effective or Successful People. But you know, over the years, as we have interviewed hundreds and now actually thousands of families here in the Middle Tennessee area and beyond about their retirement, we have learned some things about what really makes a highly successful retiree or retirement. And I think everybody should be enthused to hear a topic like that. How can I be highly successful in my retirement? Well, good news, folks. John, we are going to let the cat out of the bag. We are going to share that with people today so that they can now apply these things and become that successful retiree.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'll tell you, you know, when you talk about that book 25 years ago, well, that's pretty unbelievable. I was young then. And so when you talk about these highly successful habits, you know, in life, they also apply to finance. And we want to start, Pete, with the first one, which is often missed, unfortunately. And that is just having a financial plan, a written plan that's thoughtful, that's comprehensive, that includes everything from income to healthcare to estate planning. And, you know, when people walk into our office, you and I talk about this all the time, it is very rare, although it's happened a couple of times, but it's very rare that people walk into our office and they have worked 25, 30 years like most folks have, and they get ready to retire and they have a thoughtful, comprehensive, written financial plan. That's a cornerstone to really being successful in retirement.
Yeah, so folks, the question to ask yourself right now is, if I want to be a successful retiree, do I have a written, well thought out, produced financial roadmap that I can follow? Another book, not quite as popular as Stephen Covey's book, is a book that John and I wrote several years ago called Money Enough for Life, a financial roadmap for all ages. Money Enough for Life. Well, who doesn't want that? We all do. And in that, we attempted, and I think did a pretty decent job, in providing a roadmap for people to follow so that they could have a successful retirement. And John, I remember telling the story in there about going on a trip, and it was about 2 weeks over in Europe, and how my wife and I spent hours and hours and hours, weeks ahead, to map this out. So we knew exactly what airport we were going to land in, how to get from the airport to the hotel, what we were going to use for transportation around the city, where we were going to eat, what we were going to look at as part of our entertainment and everything. We had this mapped out. And that's 2 weeks. And yet you think that many people's retirement is more than two decades long, mm-hmm. and they really don't have it mapped out. They yep. don't have a financial plan, and that's why they don't feel the confidence in times like this that their retirement is going to be successful.
Well, and if you don't have a plan, you have a plan, it's just not a very good plan.
Right.
Not planning is a plan, it's just not a good one. And if you've got a plan, but maybe it's not working out the way that you anticipated, in particular, if you've retired in the last couple of years, I mean, you know, again, you and I were having a cup of coffee the other day talking about people that have retired in the last 2 years, essentially have been through two major market downturns. Mm-hmm. And this plan should be one that coordinates with what's happening in the market right now, such as inflation. You know, inflation is at a 40-year high here in America, but you know, there was just an article this week that came out that in the Eurozone, inflation also this past week hit an all-time high in Europe. So it is a global issue with inflation not going anywhere anytime soon. The Fed's trying to get that under control. It should also include things like Social Security and all of your retirement income resources, because in particular, when people retire, your paycheck goes away. So regardless of what's happening in the economy, whether it's inflation at an all-time high, market volatility, whatever, do you have an income plan? Is it written? Do you know where your income is going to come from right now without having to make bad decisions with your investments?
Yeah. And, you know, it's not like 2 weeks overseas, you know, takes forever to plan, but it did take a long time. And yet that's longer than many people spend on their retirement plan. And John, what we talk about here and what the folks need to hear today is that, you know, having a successful retirement plan is more than just your investments. Mm-hmm. We talk about the five pillars, and maybe you can just kind of review those real quick so that people understand that, you know, they need a professional to lock arms with to lead them to getting a successful retirement plan.
Yeah, so the pillars that we talk about here that we take our clients through first and foremost is if you're retired, we're going to have an income plan. We're going to know in this environment or any environment where your income's going to come from. That's a staple. We're going to have an investment plan. Do your investments have purpose? What's the purpose of the investment you're holding right now? Do you know what that is? If not, why not? So having an income plan, having an investment plan, having a tax plan. I mean, you know, opinions vary, but most people that we know and respect, and certainly us, Pete, believe taxes are going to go up. What are you doing to be tax efficient? And then a healthcare plan, Medicare, long-term care. There's so many things that go into healthcare. If you retire early, before you're eligible for Medicare, what's your plan for healthcare insurance? And then the last pillar is estate planning. You know, I was recently talking with Ryan, our state attorney, who told me that the last survey he looked at was that 65% of people have nothing done within an estate plan. So those pillars, every one of them should be addressed in your plan.
Yeah, absolutely. So, folks, we want to help you with that. And so we want to make an offer first. You may already have Stephen Covey's book, Seven Habits of Highly Effective, Successful People. But you may not have our book, and we're willing to give it to you free of charge if you call 615-488-9303 and request the book written by Pete and John, Money Enough for Life. And in there, you will get guidance on how to set up that plan. So we want to help you custom design a comprehensive retirement plan. There's no cost at all. Of course, no obligation. If you have at least $250,000 saved for retirement. So if you meet those qualifications, here's the things that you could expect if you call the number and say, hey, I want to find out about that comprehensive retirement plan. First, we want to do a very detailed risk and fee analysis. Right now, of all times, is one of the most important times to get this done.
Yeah, and the next thing we want to do is work on what we call a customized tax analysis and show you ways that you could save money potentially on your taxes, not just today, but throughout retirement. And this is something that, in my opinion, is an eye-opening experience because literally for many people could mean tens of thousands of dollars left in your pocket versus paying in taxes. And then Pete, thirdly, you know, we talk about this lifetime income plan that uses strategies that actually work, that give you confidence that your income from your investments is going to generate the income in retirement no matter how long you live. That's so important.
Yeah, so folks, for the book and to request an appointment for that analysis, 615-488-9303. 615-488-9303. We have people standing by, so don't procrastinate. Call right now. We're going to leave for a short break, but we'll be right back and more about how you can have the 7 habits of highly successful retirees. Stick around.
This is Beacon Retirement Strategies, and if you're ready to retire with confidence, call right now, 615-488-9303. That's 615-488-9303.
Welcome back. Pete Benson, John Maxson. We're the founders, owners of Beacon Capital Management right here in Middle Tennessee. 3 offices, 4 offices, I don't know how many offices. Cool Springs, Murfreesboro, Mount Juliet, up in Hendersonville. We have a location nearby you. So give us a call, 615-488-9303. If there's any questions we can answer for you, to get a copy of our book, Money Enough for Life, or any of those other things, we'll be happy to do that. And what we're talking about today, very important subject. Everyone wants to know, how can I have a highly successful retirement? Well, we're using the 7 Habits of Highly Effective or Successful People, written by Stephen Covey, and going through that. Number one, you need to have, of these 7, you need to have a written, thoughtful, comprehensive financial plan. Number two, you need a plan for diversification, a diversification plan, so that all your eggs aren't in one basket. In other words, just the stock market that goes up and down, and you need diversity of income streams, diversity of taxes, all kinds of diversification. So John, let's unpack this for a minute, then we'll go on to the third one, which is a risk plan. So we're going to talk about in this segment, diversification and risk. So diversification first.
Yeah, I mean, people, I think our view of diversification is a little bit different than what a lot of people experience. So, you know, typical diversification, and certainly you need this too, is, you know, you diversify your money in a well-balanced portfolio, small cap, large cap, some international bond equation potentially. So it's kind of a just spread your money around a different diversification of mutual funds or stocks or whatever. And that's important. Mm-hmm. But what we look at is asset class diversification. And we start with income because when you're retired, it kind of starts with income. Where is your income outside Social Security going to come from? And having diversification in your income streams, instead of just focusing on accumulation within the portfolio, is important. So for example, you know, Pete, this year the market's volatile, it's down, where's it headed? We've got some ideas. We think there's going to be continued volatility until inflation is under control. So if your total income strategy is just to take money out of your securities, mm-hmm. you're probably facing a decision of having to be what we call a forced seller in a down market. Mm-hmm. And as a retiree, that's not a position you want to be in. So diversification of income strategy is really important.
Yeah, so diversification of your investments themselves so that some zig when another zags. And they don't all go down or up at the same time, but you actually have different asset classes involved there. And we'd love to be able to show you what that means. Diversification of investments, diversification of income streams, and income sources so that all of your income isn't coming from one place. You know, back in the day when I lived up in Canada, a lot of fishing goes on there. Some of you have probably taken trips up to Canada fishing. We talked about trot line fishing, and that was where you had a line with many different hooks on it. And so it wasn't just one hook, it was many. And that's what I want for myself is diversification of income sources in retirement. And also, John, diversification of the taxability of your account. Mm-hmm. So you can have some accounts that are taxed later, some that are taxed always, kind of year to year, but they are more tax efficient than taxed later on everything. And then some that are tax free, and then others that are just tax efficient. So diversification there too. So again, to your point, it's not just about diversification of investments, although we are big proponents of that as well, but it's other kinds of diversification. But kind of moving on from there, once you have, you and your family, a really well thought out plan for overall diversification in retirement. To be highly effective, you also, John, need a risk plan, and especially in times like this.
Yeah, I mean, the bottom line is your investments, your portfolio should match your tolerance for risk, and your risk tolerance is not going to always stay the same. You know, it's amazing to me how many times people want to be more aggressive when the market's going up, and then when we get into volatile seasons like this, and you know what, folks, that happens. That's the market. That's just part of a cycle of a market. Over a period of time, people want to be less aggressive, but they typically choose to be less aggressive when they've already experienced some downside volatility, probably more than they probably should have had to begin with. And so really matching up your risk tolerance with your investments is super important. And Pete, you can't just nowadays, in our opinion, you know, ascribe to the old philosophies of 60-40. You know, this has been one of the worst performing years for the typical 60-40 split. Mm-hmm. And countless people have come into our office and said, you know, I understand this 40% bond equation of my portfolio is supposed to be my conservative, safer piece. And I'm having extreme volatility over there. And of course, a lot of that has to do with the interest rate environment, which is going to continue to be a rising interest rate environment. And so making sure, to the point I just made, that your risk tolerance might change, it might change because the investment environment has changed.
Yeah. So folks, answer this honestly to yourself. Have you ever heard of what a variance score is? Because I think that's really, really important. So one of the things that we do, if you come in to meet with one of our advisors and you sit down and you're discussing risk and that, is they will do a very detailed variance report that really shows your current holdings as they are right now, how much they would vary in an up market versus a down market. So if you know, if it shows that in a typical good up market, you know, you could have a 20% gain, but in a down market, you could have a 20% loss, then that's a 40 score of variance. And many people find out when they do this, John, I would say that it's at least 70 to 80%. When we do this, their variance score ends up being a lot higher than what they actually had proposed in their mind to their advisor, mm-hmm, of how much risk they actually wanted to take on. So folks, if you don't know, give us a call, 615-488-9303. We'd be happy to provide that for you because it's so necessary to really know how much risk and stress is in your portfolio.
Yeah, and I mean, if you haven't done that in a while, now's the time to do that. Because again, to our opinion, our point is, I think that what you're seeing with inflation, what you're seeing with rising interest rates, what you're starting to see with labor costs and everything else, is that this economy is a little bit shaky. Not that it's not going to recover eventually and everything else, but really being in the right position, having the right risk profile, and you know, to your point, this variance score, Pete, and stress test is so important. So the thing that you want to do is ask yourself a couple of questions. And to your point, Pete, you really be honest with yourself, mm-hmm, when you try to answer these questions. Do you know how long it's been since you had a detailed risk assessment? Have you ever had one done? You know, if you're feeling uneasy right now because of potential market losses or where your portfolio is at, you probably have too much risk. Your portfolio is probably answering that question for you. Here's the second question. Do you have any specific risk mitigation strategies associated with your portfolio? Or are you getting the advice that there's no opportunities, there's nothing you can do to weather the storm, to address inflation? And again, we're not talking about eliminating volatility, but there are strategies, Pete, with risk mitigation if you know where to look and you have these strategies deployed to your portfolio.
Yeah, and if you don't know the answers to those questions, it can be the fastest way that I know of through your entire life savings before it's too late. So you don't want to do that, and we want to help you. So you can get clarity on these questions and answers that you can live with what we call our five-step Beacon Comprehensive Wealth Plan. It's a customized plan. It covers the five essential areas of investing that we talk about in our plan, and includes income planning, investment, tax, healthcare, estate planning. So if you've saved $250,000 or more for retirement, call this number right now, 615-488 9303. We're going to break, so this is a perfect time for you to make those calls before we come back. 615-488-9303.
Thanks for listening to Beacon Retirement Strategies. Are you concerned about higher taxes taking a bite out of your retirement savings? Well, we've developed a great free resource titled The 4 Steps to Save on Taxes in Retirement. It's a free digital download and it's available by calling 615-488-9303.
Welcome back. Pete Benson, John Maxson, Beacon Retirement Strategies. We hope you're enjoying our show. We're talking about being highly successful in your retirement. Have a financial plan, have a diversification plan, have a risk plan. We also think to be highly successful in life, you need to pay attention to what the Proverbs say in the Bible. You know, we have a TV show. It comes on NBC, Channel 4, WSMV, here locally after the news on Saturday morning, usually around 8:30 or 9. And we always do a Master's Money Moment. We think the Bible has a lot to say about money that's just wise advice for us, regardless of whether you're a Bible reader or not. Proverbs 10:4 says, "Lazy hands lead to poverty, but diligent hands, they bring wealth." So what's it telling us? It's telling us to be a worker, to work. One of the ways that we work and succeed in finances is to act, to do something. You know, in a time like this, when you hear important information you need to act on, it takes a little bit of work to call that number and to take the time out of your schedule to come in and visit with someone when you don't really know what's going on. But it's work, it's effort, but it can really, really pay off. So if you want to call and meet with one of our advisors, really, once you make that effort, we'll do the rest of the work. And we will do the heavy lifting to provide the information that you need to kind of see where you really are at. So hopefully you worked hard during your working life, or if you are still working, you're working hard, but you also need to work smarter. So that's another thing that you need to do is just learn and be educated. And that's part of not being lazy, is just taking the time to educate yourself and learn good information. Hopefully you're learning that today as we're talking about, you know, the 7 steps to becoming highly successful in your retirement. And 1, 2, and 3 are: have a really good, well thought out financial plan, diversification plan, risk plan, and John, now estate plan.
Yeah, I'll tell you, this is one of the 5 pillars that we talk about. And I mentioned this earlier in the show that our estate attorney does a lot of reading like we do, and has, you know, told me the last time he looked at a survey, 65% of people have no estate plan. And, you know, Pete, I don't understand that, because you work hard, you work your entire life, and you want to protect, you know, ultimately what ends up going to your beneficiaries or organizations that you work with. And I get it. It's life gets busy. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's that people don't intend to do this, but this is a really key component, you know, that you have to have or should have an estate plan on your assets, or at the end of your life, which is not fun to think about. Your assets potentially could be tied up in court and subject to fees and taxes and dispute. And, you know, in certain cases, they become public, which, you know, for if you want things to be more private in your family, it just makes good sense to at least sit down with a qualified estate attorney to find out what your options are. And it's not just passing assets. It's things like power of attorneys and, you know, living wills and things that if you end up incapacitated or in a position that you're picking the people that you want to make your health and financial decisions, which is important at any age because none of us are promised tomorrow.
Yeah, and this is almost unheard of. And believe me, our estate attorney is very, very good, and he is very busy, but he actually is willing to those who call into the show today that would like to have their estate plan reviewed. He's willing to do that, sit down with you for 30 minutes and just kind of look through that, or if it takes a little bit longer, and just kind of give you his 2 cents worth as to, are you in a perfect place already? Are there little tweaks that might need to be made to get it where it needs to? Almost no attorneys that I know of are willing to do that at no charge to begin with, but he is, and we'd be happy to help you to provide that service for you. Again, you got to call 615-488-9303 and just tell the person who answers the phone you want to set up a meeting with the estate attorney, Ryan Knight, here at Beacon. So again, having that estate plan, very, very important. And number five, John, we're working up to those seven, inflation plan. And you talk about this a lot. And of course, that's a hot, hot subject to people today. So what great advice can we give folks listening today? Is there any hope? Is there any advice that'll help with inflation?
I think over time, there's definitely hope. But let's just be honest, inflation is just brutal. And it affects retirees. It affects families. Over the last holiday, you know, gas prices at the pump hit an all-time high. I've seen some articles that suggest that by July or August, gas could reach $6 a gallon. And that affects everything. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've got a family of three boys. I got two teenagers and an 11-year-old that eats like he's a teenager. And I mean, I know with our personal budget, just going to the grocery store, everything around us is up substantially. And so inflation, you know, the Fed talks about this core inflation number of 2%. Well, we're nowhere near that. And so, of course, the Fed is trying to address this through rising interest rates. But I'll tell you, inflation just can absolutely eat away at your purchasing power, at your income. And there are very few people, Pete, that I've met this year that have a plan for addressing this inflation. If it lasts a year, 2 years, you know, we don't know how long it's going to last. We do know it's at a 40-year high. We do know that most experts believe energy, for example, is going to continue to go up. And so if energy does continue, everything's going to continue to go up.
John, I know I hear you and the other advisors and everybody talking to folks today. There are answers. There's no perfect solution, but doing nothing is certainly not the right solution. So you need to have all your money working properly for you. And if you want it to be more conservative and it's only making 1% to 2%, and you'd love to look at something that's still conservative but have a higher return than that, to help pay for some of these escalating costs, then there are ways to do that. We'd love to show you what that is. If you don't have enough in growth-oriented investments, we'd love to show you what that looks like today and how you can actually keep up and maybe even wipe out or eliminate some of the bills that and things that are just like double and triple hitting you because of their costs, plus then you've got high interest on top of that because you're borrowing for it. So there's just a lot of things that add up, and there are ways to plan. This is what we're here for, and that is why the people that work with Beacon, I believe, would tell you that their retirement is highly effective and they feel highly confident. So let me ask you a question. Are you having regular meetings or conversations, or are you hearing through email, video, phone calls, and otherwise your financial advisor? Is he or she accessible for you? Or are you talking about everything except investments and the things that we're talking about here, really addressing the real needs? Are you talking about taxes? John, you talked about, you know, inflation as a 40-year high. Taxes are actually still at a 40-year low. So there can be opportunities there that if you don't have to pay as much in taxes, some of that money can then be used to help pay for some of the things that are higher because of inflation. So there's always ways to manipulate and move around your investments. And then how about getting everything you can out of your Social Security?
Yeah. And the bottom line, Pete, is if you're not having these conversations with your financial advisor right now, that's a serious red flag. You could only be getting one piece or a smaller piece of the entire retirement puzzle, which is why we'd like to prove to you how we could help you and your family make your money go further. And it starts with a simple phone call and to learn exactly how we could potentially create value for you and your family. You know, we are a comprehensive planning firm, registered investment advisor, standing ready to help you with any questions that you and your family have in this environment. Our operators are standing by to take your call right now. Give us a call, 615-488-9303. Remember, there's no cost. You have nothing to lose. And getting a second opinion is something that will benefit you and your family. 615 888-488-9303. Well, folks, it's time for a short break. We'll be back here in a few minutes to close everything out on the 7 effective habits of retirees. Stick around.
You're listening to Beacon Retirement Strategies. And when it comes to retirement, none of us want to retire and feel like we've missed something. If there's one thing we know, it's that retiring successfully never happens by accident. And that's why we developed the Retirement Income Planning Checklist. Get your free copy today by calling 615-488-9303.
Welcome back. Pete Benson, John Maxson. We're in the home stretch of our show here today. And what we've been talking about is 7 Habits of Highly Successful Retirees, taken from that book, Stephen Covey, kind of, you know, a take on his title, 7 Habits of Highly Successful People. And so there are some strategies that you need to implement and make sure that you can put a big black check mark by each of these to make sure that your retirement, if you're already in retirement or if it's around the corner, would be successful. Number one, you really need to have a well thought out, comprehensive, written financial plan. And then secondly, you need a diversification plan, diversification of income, taxes, investments. And then thirdly, a risk plan, a plan to address the risk when years like this come upon us. And then an estate plan. Do you have that put in place? And do you feel really good about that it's up to date? And then in an inflation plan, do you have a strategy to combat rising and increased inflation as it is this year, and who knows how many years it might last that way. So, you know, the quicker you get ahead of it and get a plan in place, the better off you'll be. And then in this last segment, we're going to talk about tax plan and healthcare plan. These 7 things, if you have a really solid plan in place, it may not be perfect, but boy, I'll tell you what, you'll be way ahead of the curve, or most Americans, if you have a really well thought out plan for each of these 7 things that make our families here that work with Beacon that implement these strategies highly effective and highly successful in their retirement. So number 6, John, a tax strategy plan.
Yeah. And are you tax efficient with your investments? Not, again, not just today. Tax planning, there's kind of 2 ways you can look at it. Tax prep is the way most people approach it. You go to your CPA, you provide all of your documents, and what they're trying to do is get you as many deductions and things from the previous year. So it's a rear view mirror look at taxes. What a forward-looking tax plan is, and that's what we're talking about, Pete, here with a tax strategy, with a tax plan, is where are taxes today and where are they expected to go, and how can we maneuver tax strategy within your investments to save you money in taxes over a period of time. There is a tremendous difference. And you know, when it comes to taxes, I like asking people when I meet with them, do you think taxes are cheap? I've never had anyone say they believe taxes are cheap. Mm-hmm. Asked a couple just the other day, and I almost got laughed at. Mm-hmm. But we've got a graph that we show people in our offices that shows historical tax brackets back to 1930. And if you look at that graph, which is fact, mm-hmm. what you'll find is taxes are really at a 40-year low right now.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we have a $30 trillion debt and climbing. So, you know, where do you think taxes are go in the future? So our belief is anything you can do to prepare for what we believe is going to be a higher taxed environment throughout retirement is going to benefit your family.
And John, you know, right now people aren't happy if they have money in the stock market that the market's down. Some of them are down 15, 20, 25, 30% on mm-hmm. their investments. But mm-hmm. there are opportunities when that happened. I remember when COVID hit and the market went down 30% in like 21 days. There were opportunities where we could convert some of their IRA money over to Roth, pay mm-hmm. the taxes on it, but mm-hmm. now it was at a low. And then when it came back, which it did later that year and all through 2021, they actually recovered with tax-free money. And mm-hmm. so there are opportunities right now, folks, being lazy and not taking the time to plan your work and plan your retirement can cost you. So give us a call, 615-488-9303, and then a health care plan. You know, all of us have issues with health. And as we get older, the issues get more and they get bigger and they get more important. And so having, you know, a really good healthcare plan. The good news here at Beacon is we have a resource. We have a specialist here that helps people with those kind of issues, be it Medicare planning, long-term care, whether it's just you're one of those that retired early and you need a healthcare plan to kind of get you to Medicare age, that kind of thing. It can be very costly to not plan well for this, John.
Yeah. And I mean, healthcare, when you talk about inflation, long before we had an inflation mm-hmm. problem overall, healthcare costs were going up. I think the last survey I looked at, like 4 times the rate of everything else. I mean, it's just amazing the increase in healthcare costs. And, you know, so many times people look at healthcare as either my medical insurance, that's part of it, or long-term care, that's certainly part of it. But it also includes Medicare. It includes things. What if you retire before age 65? What's your healthcare plan for you and your family? It includes things like life insurance. I had a couple just the other day who contacted our office, and they had contacted a very reputable firm in town who had quoted them a 20-year term life insurance policy with a company. And they said, can you guys do any better? And so we were able to shop that with about 20 different companies. And what we found was the other company had given them a preferred rate, but they in fact had some health issues and were probably going to qualify under standard. Mm-hmm. And so we were able to kind of show them both of them. So again, just getting good advice on healthcare and any aspect and having a plan for that mm-hmm. is really important. And I'll tell you, Frankie, the guy that we have on staff, I'm biased, obviously, but I would put him up against anyone in terms of really walking through with clients what their options are.
Yeah, and folks, we probably won't be healthier than we are today. So it's a great time to look into some of these things, and especially a long-term care plan.
Absolutely.
That's what we call wealth insurance, not just health insurance. And it's so vitally important to look into. And so if you got questions about that, would like to set up something, maybe even just even have a phone call or a Zoom with Frankie here in our office, call that number, 615-488-9303. Well, I hope this has been helpful as we've gone over these highly successful points that you need to address when it comes to your retirement plan. And so taxes is one of those things we mentioned today, and they play such a huge role in planning for retirement. And remember, it's not just what you make, it's what you keep. And you have a lot more control over taxes right now than any other time in your life, probably. And there are some really good opportunities right now, folks. When one thing is looking bleak, it can be the very thing that actually helps propel something else to look really, really good. And so we want to help you with that. Could you legally save yourself thousands of dollars in taxes every year? Well, possibly. We think it's worth at least spending an hour of time with us. And John, it doesn't cost anything.
Yeah. I mean, it's like anything else with your financial plan, whether it's income or inflation or risk or mm-hmm. fees or taxes, you've got to be willing to take some time and put some effort into finding out what the opportunities are. Mm-hmm. You know, there's volatility and chaos right now and a lot yeah. of concern, but that does produce opportunity.
Yeah,
just to your point, Pete, there's no cost to this other than some of your time. So you really have nothing to lose. So if you've saved $250,000, our operators are standing by to take your call right now. Our number is 615-488-9303. What you could learn could literally help your family, give you confidence, save you tens of thousands of dollars potentially in taxes and possibly more. Our number again, 615-488-9303.
Yeah, folks, we hope that you'll set up a meeting with one of our advisors or at least a phone call, and also to get our book, Money Enough for Life, 615-488-9303. Well, our time is up for today. Hope you've enjoyed this topic of ways to be highly successful in your retirement, and we hope that that's the way it is for you, and we look forward to seeing you next time. Again, you can call us in the office during the week, too, but right now we have people standing by, 615-488-9303.
Thanks again, folks, for listening to us. You can also contact us online at beaconcm.com. There's some great resources out there. You can download more and develop on how you and your family can develop a comprehensive retirement plan. Until next week, I'm John Maxson with Pete Benson from Beacon Capital Management. Thanks for listening to Beacon Retirement Strategies. And remember this, peace of mind in retirement requires a plan.
Investment advisory services offered through Beacon Capital Management, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Beacon Capital Management is not affiliated with any other entity referenced in this broadcast. This is for general information only and is not intended to provide specific investment advice or recommendations for any individual. Investing involves risk, including potential loss of principal. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims paying ability of that carrier. This radio show is a paid placement.